you know, there's moments when I'm like, I am tired. I don't know if I can do this right now. And it's like, no, we got to get this done because it's going to be so cool. Like, this is what we're working for. Right. And, you know, it just kind of, it makes that fire inside of you burn a bit, you know, and it just makes you want to work a bit harder because essentially we're not doing this for ourselves. We're doing it for other people.
I'm Alex Blumberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Every startup and tech company is after one main thing, creating a company culture. I'd like to introduce you to Poppin. Poppin is more than just a popular furniture company. They are a culture creator. Poppin is so proactive about embracing our community culture, bringing everyone together at their incredible Silicon Beach mixers. Definitely go to poppin.com. Mention We Are LA Tech to get on the invite list. Poppin's main mission is to create an atmosphere where we together can work happy. Poppin.com, P-O-P-P-I-N.com. Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. It is Monday night. We're in the Santa Monica studio at the fabulous Beach House Cowork. And this is how dedicated we are to the tech community. It is like 9 o'clock at night on a Monday on a holiday. And we are doing this anyway. Hello, Heidi.
Hello. How are you?
Amazing, apparently. I don't know where I found this burst of energy.
I love it.
So, okay, tell us, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us about all things you.
All right. Well, my name is Heidi Wiebelt, born and raised in Chino, California.
Nice.
I am a computer teacher at an elementary school now, previously at a high school. So I've got to deal with a whole lot of age range there.
Yeah.
Good times. I am also the co-founder and COO of a company called Bopper.
You're all the things. So what does Bopper do?
Bopper is a bar hopping app.
Nice.
Yes.
So you go from elementary school kids to drinking. All right.
I mean,
no subliminal messages there.
That's right.
So what inspired Bopper?
Man, that's a really good question. You know, me and a buddy of mine and our other co-founder, there's three of us, we were talking about a night out that we had had previously.
Right.
The other co-founder has a fiance and we went and celebrated her birthday, went down to Santa Ana, went to a couple of bars. It was a good time. You know, our conversation kind of took a turn. We were talking about the Uber API that just came out.
Right.
And we were thinking, why would
and
Uber?
Tell us about the Uber API.
Well, it would allow, we're using it because it would allow for people to kind of see, you know, we're in one bar, we want to go to the next bar. How much would it cost? How far is it?
Right.
You know, what's the estimated pickup time with Uber? How long would it take us to get there?
Totally.
So, you know, we're talking about that. We're talking about his fiance's, you know, birthday bash that we just had and how cool would it have been if we could have just bar hopped through Uber. So there we go. Bopper came about.
And that was it. So what were your first steps in creating Bopper?
Well, first was the design. We were thinking, well, the name, obviously, and the name came about so easily. And usually that is the toughest part.
Yeah.
Coming up with a name for a company or for an app and, you know, bar hopping Bopper, it was just really good wordplay. And we thought, wow, this is dope. And we just kind of went with it.
But okay, after the name.
After the name, we started designing. We started kind of, you know, with a wireframe and started thinking, okay, this is what we want it to do. First, we need people to create an account or log in. Then we want people to kind of look for the bars that they want to go to. So we integrated the Yelp API as well. Then we said, all right, well, we need people to give us their starting address and their ending address, how many passengers are with them so we can set them up with the right Uber so they can get going. This app, it basically, you know, it allows for users to kind of discover bars within an area or an area that they're going to be in and create their hops. And then, yeah, we just navigate their night.
Okay, let's start at the beginning. You're based in Los Angeles.
We're based in Santa Ana.
In Santa Ana.
Yes.
And do you curate the bar hopping experience in Santa Ana and beyond, or?
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
But do you curate the experience itself, or do the users dictate what bars they want to hop between?
No, we allow for the users to choose their own bars. So that was what the big deal with the Yelp API was we're allowing for, you know, users to see the information with all of these bars, whether it's a dive bar, if they want to go to cocktail lounges, you know, if they want to go to more of a restaurant scene, we allow for restaurants as well. So we're basically just putting it all in the hands of our users because we are wanting people to have the best experiences that they can have without the hassle.
And how long has Bopper existed? You're like,
you're not going to believe me.
Last week.
last night.
That's amazing. Yeah. And how far along are you guys so far?
We are going to have our first release at the end of the month.
How exciting.
We're so excited.
Wait, so what's your background in technology?
Well, actually, I have a background. I got my degree from the University of Houston in political science. I worked for the government for a while.
Yeah.
I, you know, luckily was kind of put in charge of social media marketing for certain people. And then I got to create some websites. So a lot of it was self-taught. I came back home and I got a great job at a high school as the computer instructor. And it just all kind of fell into place from there. I mean, I've never felt more at home than I do now within this tech community.
That's so cool. What makes you feel so at home here?
I think it's just how close people are to each other and how supportive they are.
Yeah.
I mean, I've definitely have had my run-ins with people that aren't as supportive, but for the most part, I cannot believe all of the encouragement that I get from fellow techies.
I mean, that's what I hear about Los Angeles over and over again. And yeah. It's just so refreshing is that the one thing LA has over and beyond other cities around the world, other startup cities, is that we are a very collaborative city.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then when you were like, OK, I want to build an app, then what? Did you go how to build a mobile app website or like, what do you do? Who are the founders involved in this?
So one of the co-founders, the CEO, he's already working for a company as a front end developer. So he's pretty familiar with JavaScript and, you know, he's a very good front end developer. He is incredible. He's already had a previous startup that was successful. So he could kind of navigate his way through the business part of it. And he's taught me and our other co-founder so much. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better team. They're absolutely incredible people. Our other co-founder is an engineer with so much experience and he is so incredibly smart. It's crazy. So who wouldn't want to have a team like that?
Right.
You know, I'm more self-taught. I'm not as experienced as they are.
Right.
But I think that all of us, you know, collaborating together, we've come up with so many good ideas together because I have a background in, you know, figuring out what people want.
Right.
And he has, and one of the co-founders has a background in working with a lot of different companies and making the best products for them, the engineer. Right. And then we have our CEO who has this incredible background in startups and he just kind of, he kind of led the way for us. So continuing, you know, on to building this app, we decided that we were going to kind of, you know, farm it out to a development team that was more familiar with React. That's
where it's
going to be written in because I know JavaScript. He knows JavaScript. You know, our engineer has definitely dabbled in code. So we wanted somebody that could just focus on the actual app development, but we laid it out for them as much as we could. We gave them all the page designs. We gave them the user flow. We wanted, you know, we have the user experience that we want.
Right.
We just wanted somebody else to kind of focus on the app itself while we could focus on the business side of it.
This is really exciting. What's your dream for it? Like, where do you see it being in 6 months, in a year, and then long term?
Oh my gosh. You know what? The sky is the limit with this thing. And that's what's so exciting about it is all of us are in this because we want people to have the best experiences possible. That is what life is all about.
Yeah.
You know, life is about cultivating these relationships with people that you love and having the best experiences that you can with them. And we are hoping that eventually this would turn into something more of a destination app, more for people that, you know, I want to go to LA, but I'm not familiar with LA.
Right.
LA's huge.
LA is huge.
LA is giant.
Yeah.
So we would want to give people the option of, you know, eventually going onto our app saying, I want to go have breakfast here. Then I want to go sightseeing here. And then I want to go to lunch here. And then I want to go to this museum. And then I want to go to dinner and I want to go to this bar.
Yeah.
But we want to make it, we want it to work for people.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want people driving 30 minutes this way, an hour that way.
Right.
And, you know, we want to make it as easy as possible, which is where, you know, the Uber integration comes into play. Because we're trying to make it as simple. We're trying to take the hassle out of, you know, people creating these experiences for themselves, for them and their friends, for them
totally.
And their family. Yeah.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
And is this your first startup?
It is.
No way.
Yeah, it is.
So what have you learned so far about being a first-time founder?
Oh, man. You know, time management is key, honestly, especially for all of us because we all have day jobs.
Yeah.
So finding the time to work on this, having a team that is as supportive and as motivating as mine is a huge key, because, you know, there's moments when I'm like, I am tired. I don't know if I can do this right now. And it's like, no, we got to get this done because it's going to be so cool. Like, this is what we're working for.
Right.
And, you know, it just kind of, it makes that fire inside of you burn a bit, you know,
totally.
And it just makes you want to work a bit harder because, you know, essentially we're not doing this for ourselves. We're doing it for other people.
Yeah.
And that's our main motivation, is we are doing this for other people so that they can be a little bit happier with the experiences that they're having.
Totally. And what's your workflow look like while you guys all have other jobs? So when are your team meetings? When do you actually get to spend the time executing on building?
Every Thursday, we call them Bopper Thursdays, we meet at our headquarters in Santa Ana.
AKA Starbucks. No, just kidding.
No. Actually, our engineer has a super cool lab. It's unbelievable. So we work there.
Awesome.
It's great. Yeah,
that's
it's fantastic.
Awesome.
We'll make time for, we just took our team pictures, for example, yesterday. And, you know, we just make time. We make time when we have to make time. I mean, as soon as everyone is available, we're the first people that, you know, we're texting like, hey, you want to meet today? Hey, I'm off at 3:00. What time are you off? Hey, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So what are the metrics that you're hoping to have 6 months, a year, beyond?
In about 6 months, we're hoping to have kind of an official launch of the app.
Right.
Where it's everything that we're hoping that it could be, because we have a couple more things that we'd like to integrate into it. We're releasing this first version with Uber, with Yelp, with Google Maps, and with Waze. We're hoping to eventually integrate Lyft as well, and
right.
the Open Table API, so that people can make reservations at restaurants as well. We want to create user profiles,
yeah,
so that people can share their hops with others, so that eventually it's going to be a live thing where people, you know, say you're going to go out with friends and,
oh my
you know,
God,
you have
could
a
choose someone else's journey.
Yeah, pretty much. You could choose someone else's journey. Our other point in this was, it gets so hard to actually plan things with, you know, 4 or 5 other people,
right?
Because everyone's on such a different schedule. So we're hoping that, you know, one night you're going to go out with friends and we're going to go to, you know, bar A, B, and C.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the people, they don't like bar A. So let me meet you at bar B and I'll see when you're there.
Yeah.
They're going to get on the app and see when they're there, you know, and I'll meet you there.
It's like a tech crawl, or, you know, bar crawl, but we have tech crawls and
yeah.
And then you meet up at the startup that you're ready. So
yep.
If you see if everybody's at startup B at 7:30, you just go there instead of arriving at 6:30.
Exactly.
Something. Yeah. That's so cool. And so, but then the long-term vision, like what's the end goal? Like why do this? Why invest your time this way?
So the long-term goal, we want to create these curated lists for people, like you asked earlier. Right now we're leaving it all in the hands of the users. We're kind of seeing what people want.
Yeah.
Once we have a pretty good idea of what people are looking for, we want to start creating these curated lists where people are, you know, I want to go to a really nice lounge and then maybe to a dive bar after. And then we're going to say, all right, well, you're in Santa Ana. Let me suggest this for you.
Right.
Then maybe go here.
Yeah.
We want to take the hassle out of it as much as we can.
Right.
Long term, like I had mentioned earlier, we want this to be something that, you know, a family man can use, somebody that wants to take their significant other out for like a whole day date.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of see.
It'd be so much fun.
Right. I mean, we have this idea of, you know, girls like to take pictures in front of really pretty walls and post them on Instagram. And so
it's
we want to give you, the playlist, the hop. We want to give you the hop for, you should go to this wall in this city. And then since you're over there, you should
That's
go to Venice
so
and go take a picture
cool.
here and then go here. Like, we want to do everything. We want to do it
really
all.
That's really cool. I mean, I'm a person that frequently looks at, I do two things. I look at, I think it's welikela.com,
because
mm-hmm. they give me a list of everything to do for the day mm-hmm. or the weekend. And I also look at, do you know Fancy Hands?
No.
It's like a personal assistant service. I
oh.
have them create a list of fun activities to do in LA every
okay.
week. And so I'm constantly on the hunt of what to do with my girlfriends, because I want to have a social life, but I'm a busy entrepreneur, so I don't have a lot of time.
Exactly.
And I'm not that cool, so I don't really know what the in stuff is to do. And so it helps me to be able to go to these resources and be like that, like a menu,
mm-hmm.
a smorgasbord of just like, I'd like that, that, and that. Okay. And then I send the options to my girlfriends. I'm like, okay, what do you girls feel like doing? They're like, I like option A. I'm like, okay, we're all doing option A.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we want to condense that even more. We want to make it even more simple.
That's so cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Really, I like that it's not just like bar hopping. I like it's experience hopping.
Right now, it is just bar hopping. It's going to be bars and restaurants. You know, with our 6 month and our year long goals, it is going to turn into more.
Yeah,
we're hoping
I mean,
that it's
like,
going to turn
yeah,
into so much
like,
more.
Long term vision is
mm-hmm.
yeah, totally,
yep, absolutely.
And so, what LA Tech talent or company have you come across lately who've really impressed you?
Super funny story. I've listened to your podcast,
yeah,
and you, there was a guest on here. Her name was Crystal Coombs.
Yes.
And she has the Astra clothing line, yeah, and she's a beauty blogger. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I loved her.
Aww.
I thought she was the best. She was so impressive to me. And you know what? I loved so much of what she was talking about. She spoke about, you know, serving others. She didn't, yeah, she didn't refer to, like, you know, she has a following on YouTube, on Instagram, on all, yeah, social media. She didn't refer to them as fans. She referred to them as her customers, as to people that she is serving constantly. And that just, I mean, that hit a home run for me. And I just thought it was incredible.
Aww.
But yeah, I thought she was wonderful.
Awesome. I love that. It always makes me feel so good when somebody's made on the podcast has made an impression on somebody else. And I know it happens a lot, but I don't get to hear about it as often.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I see it in a tweet or I hear it right now, I'm like, yay. I know it happens a lot because if I don't do an episode for a day, I get all these tweets like, where are the episodes?
Oh my goodness.
I'm glad everyone's listening. You know? I'm like, it is Christmas. Yeah. Give me a break.
I need to sleep.
Yeah. We took 2 weeks off for the holidays and I was like, do you think it will be all right? I'm like,
oh
look,
my gosh.
It's fine. You know? Okay. And what's one thing the community can do to support you in your success, to further your growth?
You know, there are a couple of things that I would like that, you know, that would mean a lot to me. I'd like to tell a story, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
I went to a tech event. It was before Christmas time. And, you know, I was going around and I was talking to people and I'm so excited about Bopper. And, you know, they're like, oh, what do you do? And I said, I'm working on this app. It's called,
yeah,
Bopper. Before I could even get started, before I could even explain that I'm the COO, I'm the co-founder.
Yeah.
They go, oh, so you're the head of marketing. Just automatically.
Yeah.
And it happened 3 times with 3 different males, and,
yeah,
I just found that to be so odd.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, to me, it's kind of a punch in the gut when somebody just sort of, I don't know, takes you down a notch. Do you,
right,
know what I mean?
Yeah,
like they,
yeah,
kind of assume automatically, like, no, she's not a developer. There's,
yeah,
no way. No,
yeah,
she's not a co-founder of this startup. There's no way. You,
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And it's just this automatic assumption of like, oh, you know, you're head of marketing, which is a great job. You know, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It was just so interesting because, you know, I would tell them, no, I'm the lead developer on this. And they would go, what? What do you mean? And, you know, I thought at one point I was going to have to push somebody's eyeballs back into their head and pick their jaw up from off the floor. And I know, you know, people probably don't mean it in a mean way or anything. I understand that.
Yeah.
It's just kind of those things that could totally shatter somebody's self-confidence. If,
yeah,
if they're not already confident, if there's not enough self-esteem there, like luckily, you know, I grew up with parents that always told me I was capable.
Right.
So stuff like that, I can brush off my shoulders, but it makes me worried for somebody that can't.
Yeah.
And so, you know, something that I would like to see is more, you know, nowadays, so many women are coming into the tech community at such a rapid rate.
Yeah.
And it's so cool to see. I would like people to be more accepting of that, you know,
yeah,
and not make these assumptions of like, oh, she does, you know, she probably does marketing stuff or she does PR stuff or,
yeah,
she does this, which I get it. But, you know, just take it easy with it and kind of let people explain what they're doing. And maybe like the shock was also kind of something that blew me back,
yeah,
a little,
yeah,
bit. I was a little surprised by it, you know, and I get that with older generations. I empathize more because I understand that they kind of grew up in a different time where it wasn't as common or common,
right,
at all. And,
yeah,
I can get with that. Like, I understand,
yeah,
it hurt when it was somebody that was 25.
Yeah.
It hurt when I was somebody that, you know, was in their mid 20s. And,
yeah,
I was just kind of thinking like, why is this such a surprise now?
Right.
We're like, we're not, this is 2018.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
like we can all do whatever we want at this point, you know, and,
yeah,
everyone's so capable these days. So,
yeah,
that is something that I'd like to see more of, an acceptance, I suppose.
I think it's more about just seeing examples.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you don't see a lot of examples of what is possible and what exists, and that's why the Women in Tech show even exists. It exists to show examples of what's possible.
And I love
the
that.
Whole theory, if she can do it, so can I.
Yeah.
And so I think when anyone hasn't seen a lot of examples of something possible, they're only aware of reality within their framework.
Mm-hmm.
So it's potentially not even a personal thing or not a demeaning thing.
No, absolutely not.
It's that someone hasn't been exposed to more examples.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree 100%.
Possibly.
No, I agree 100%.
I'm also
honestly
an optimist.
Yeah, me too. You know, I only see things getting better. Oh, that's the,
yeah,
only way. I,
yeah,
only,
yeah,
see only things can only go up, you know?
Yeah.
And I agree with that. I do agree that it's just a lot of people are shocked because they've never seen it before.
Yeah.
Sure, I could take that.
Totally.
It's just, I think everyone needs to kind of be empathetic with each other and,
yeah,
sort of put themselves in other people's shoes. And, you know, if somebody looked at you like super shocked that, oh my gosh, what? You're a developer? Like,
yeah.
That would kind of, it makes you feel a little off sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
It's natural.
I totally get it. It's an interesting world we live in.
It's just, I don't know. I guess I'm more thinking because women in this community specifically are on the lookout for each other. And yeah. I just adore it, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's just so wonderful. And I mean, my team, it's two other men. So I know that like they're awesome people out there. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
I think about that often.
Yeah.
And I think about, what if it wasn't me? What if that was somebody else that was just like super green coming into this? And, you know, maybe they're looking for their first job as a developer or something in a situation like that.
Yeah.
I mean, oh my gosh, that would be just totally, I mean, confident shattering, you know?
Totally.
Yeah.
I have a lot of thoughts, but I try not to make it controversial. But
no,
I do.
No, I get it.
I do have a lot of thoughts on this. I just hope that, I hope we continue to cultivate a society of empowerment.
Yes.
For all genders.
Yes.
All sexes.
Absolutely.
All everything.
Yes.
Where people have the resources to be their best selves.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you know, I'm not saying any of this to rag on anybody. It's just,
no, not at all. It's a matter of fact of what happens in our world. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just more, I mean, just based off of what you said, people don't know what kind of an effect that they might have on other people until somebody says it, until somebody explains it to them, until somebody, you know, gives them an example of how that might affect the person. And then it just kind of opens your eyes. You kind of go, oh man, you know, what I said really encouraged them. And then on the other end of it, oh man, what I said really discouraged them. It could go one way or the other. So it's just about being empathetic and wanting to empower people and coming from a good place. I think that's so key too. It's like, you know, people are usually coming from a good place, and it's so important to keep that in mind and give people the benefit of the doubt all the time.
How can people connect with you?
There's a couple ways you can connect with me. You can email me. It's heidi@bopper.io. So it's heidi@bopper.io. I also have an Instagram. It's California Coding.
Say it.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm pretty active on Instagram. So if you message me on there, I will get back to you. Absolutely. We also, my company has a Twitter, a Snapchat, a Facebook account, all under Bopper or Bopper app. So should be pretty easy to find us.
Oh my gosh, it's so cool. Thank you so much for hanging out with the We Are LA Tech podcast.
Of course, anytime.
You're such a gift to this community. I can't wait to see what happens with Bopper.
Oh, thank you so much.
If you guys want to connect with We Are LA Tech, go to We Are LA Tech on all the socials, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We have all of them. Or say hi to me personally at Esprit DeFora. I will talk to you guys, see you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye. Every startup and tech company is after one main thing: creating a company culture. I'd like to introduce you to Poppin. They think about culture for a tech company from their design to the functionality of all their furniture. It's gorgeous colors. They have conference room tables that turn into ping pong tables. They have normal coffee tables that turn into cornhole tables. They have functional lounge chairs where you could work and relax all at the same time. Stand desks, sit down desks, anything that you could think of. Poppin is proactive about embracing our community culture, bringing everyone together at their incredible Silicon Beach mixers. Definitely go to poppin.com. Mention We Are LA Tech to get on the invite list. Poppin's main mission is to create an atmosphere where we together can work happy. Poppin.com. P-O-P-P-I-N.com.